It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. The Ice Age National Scenic Trail is about a 1,200-mile footpath within Wisconsin, considered a destination for hikers from our state and beyond. And so as it becomes an official unit of the National Park Service, we look to its future. And you can join in with your questions, comments along the way. The number to talk is 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Luke Kloberdans is Executive Director and CEO of the Ice Age Trail Alliance. Luke, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hi, that's good to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, let's break down what is the benefit of this designation through a unit of the National Park Service.
Well, that is the million-dollar question. This designation is something that we've been advocating for decades, really since we were created as a national scenic trail in 1980. And thanks to some incredible work by volunteers, thousands of volunteers, as well as elected officials over the years, we finally have been designated as a unit of the National Park Service. And you know, the benefits from this are some of those are known, some are yet to be determined or found out, I guess. But primarily, we will receive access to more resources now that we are a unit of the National Park Service. So it doesn't mean they're guaranteed, but we'll be able to throw our hat in the ring that we previously were unable to do so. So that is one of the benefits. But I think the other significant benefit here is the promotion and the recognition that comes with being a unit of the National Park Service. So we're honored for the designation and look forward to the many good things to come.
The National Park Service says the change will not result in any immediate changes to the size or structure of the trails. Perhaps what trail changes could happen further down the road?
Right. I think, you know, it's important to understand that our partners at the National Park Service office, located in Dane County, as a partnership project, we work very closely on all aspects of the trail along with the Wisconsin DNR. And those benefits that come from the office, of course, radiate to the National Park Service office, radiate among those partners. So we all look forward to increasing opportunities for resources that will help us build more trail in the future. So, you know, as an accredited land trust, we work every day to protect land and protect spaces where the trail can go in the future. So the resources that we would envision coming down the line would be those that would help us build that trail, and in addition to maybe protect some land in the future. But, you know, as while we work with willing sellers only, you know, it's really important that we try to close those gaps in the trail, and these resources will help us do that.
You mentioned how this designation is years in the making. I wonder why now? Why did it happen now?
That's a good question. So there were two paths that this could have happened. It could have happened legislatively. Mm-hmm. So our elected officials could have acted on this and directed the National Park Service to make us a unit. And so for decades, we were working with our elected officials to do that. Certainly, different officials over the years have dropped bills that were ultimately unsuccessful. But it also could have happened administratively. And that is through the National Park Service making this decision independent of Congress. And we want to thank Senator Baldwin, along with the other elected officials. But, you know, Senator Baldwin is certainly the driving force in encouraging the National Park Service to make this designation. And I want to thank Director Chuck Sams, National Park Service Director Chuck Sams, for hearing us, listening to elected officials as well as our volunteers throughout the years and making this decision administratively. So it, much like the impacts of the glacier, sometimes it takes a lot of years and a lot of steady pressure to get things to happen. And we saw that happen.
You've been waiting recently. To say that, Luke, you've been waiting.
Oh, it's that one was, pulled from the quiver from a while ago. Yes.
Well, let's take a call now. Jeff in Delafield. Jeff, hi.
Yes, good morning. I think my question was partially answered when I was online with the screener, but how will this impact the volunteers that work on the trail? My understanding was that they were already affiliated with the National Park Service, and I just wanted to add that the opportunity for volunteers is such a tremendous opportunity with recent retirees, a little bit younger, that it just gives them a tremendous opportunity to get involved in their community. And being a member of an ISHL community, I see firsthand what it does for our local community. The volunteer efforts, the people hiking through our downtown, patronizing our local businesses, and it's really special to us. Mm. And I know I've had numerous occasions where I spot hikers and I like to point out local businesses, promote the community, and they're appreciative of that. So it's just such a win-win-win. And I hope that the opportunities stay there for the, I'll call it, recent retirees. Thank you.
Jeff, thank you for opening up that piece of the conversation. Luke, go ahead.
Sure. Yeah. Well, Jeff, thank you, first of all, and love visiting Delafield and all of our trail communities around the state. But, you know, we will need volunteers more than ever now. You know, our numbers continue to rebound from the pandemic. And last year, we had over 100,000 volunteer hours as an organization dedicated to this project. And I can assure you, Jeff, that there will be a job for everyone, as we always say, for years to come. You know, these additional resources that we're expecting and the promotion will mean more foot traffic. It will mean more opportunities for building new trails. So we will need people like you to come out and join us. And yes, the recent retirees are a very strong group of volunteers we have, but I would, you know, we have multi-generational volunteers as well. And that's something that we really, really enjoy working on, is creating those opportunities for everyone to join us on this project as a volunteer. So there'll be plenty of opportunity ahead, Jeff.
We're talking about the Ice Age Trail joining the National Park Service with Luke Cloberdans, Trail Alliance CEO and Executive Director. You can join in questions and comments at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Luke, the Ice Age Trail continues expanding. Some portions lack marked connections. So where are your priorities for new trail sections?
Well, that is, I would say our priority is anywhere where there is a gap. Mm-hmm. You know, when we work with willing sellers, you know, we really rely on those people that hold those properties to have the willingness to put their land in conservation into perpetuity, so the trail is protected forever. And you know, certainly we have gaps, we have strategies and places where we look, but we are also opportunistic. And we will, when people approach us, you know, our senior director of land conservation, Kevin Thusius, will start working with them and having conversations. And you know, we recently closed on a property in Marquette County that is really spectacular. And that was a result of those property owners reaching out to us and saying, you know, hey, we really like what you do and the way that you care for the land. And we want to help protect what we've worked so hard to maintain over these years. And, you know, that's a multi-year process, but when we get there, it's pretty exciting to be able to close those gaps by one property at a time. Mm.
I wonder, will there be new signage indicating the trail is part of the National Park Service?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, the Ice Age National Scenic Trail has always been part of the National Park Service. Mm-hmm. This designation puts us in a different category within the National Park Service. So our sign, we don't expect our signage to change. You know, the rounded triangle with the mammoth on the front that so many people see, mm-hmm. you know, that is our mark given to us by the National Park Service. So there will be other opportunities to enhance signage. So one of the benefits of unit status, for example, is that our National Park Service office previously had to pay for all the printing and brochures that you might have seen out of their budget. Now that will go through a different budget in Harpers Ferry, which will open up additional funds for our office. But you know, with that designation, new opportunities for signage, promotional materials will be available. So yes and no, the mark will stay, but we look forward to creating some new and imaginative signage.
So the news came in concert with the National Park Service also giving unit status to the North Country Trail and New England Scenic Trail. I'm wondering, do you see any synergy, or will that allow you to become closer with especially the North Country Trail, which is up there in northern Wisconsin, clips the northwest corner?
Yes. Well, we work closely with all of the National Scenic Trails, but certainly, our partners in at the North Country Trail Association, Andrea Ketchmark and her team have been, we're in lockstep with them on this whole process of trying to get unit status, along with our partners at the New England Trail. And we're part of something called the Partnership for the National Trail System, which helps all the national scenic and historic trails meet their missions. So yes, we are already close, but certainly we will be continue to work closely together, and their volunteers and their support also help push this unit status into being a reality.
And then, by joining as a unit status, are Wisconsin authorities or organizations or volunteers losing any type of local control or local influence over the trail's future?
Yeah, great question. No, right now, very little will change for the average hiker outside of hopefully having more trail to hike in the future. There won't be any permits required. There will not be, you won't have to make reservations. We're very different than what we call square parks like Yellowstone, which has one point of entry, I guess fewer points of entry, but we have multiple points of entry across 1,200 miles. So we are unique in that way, that we're basically a long, skinny national park now, and that's super exciting. But I think the local control will remain, and ultimately, the people that hold the land that the trail crosses still have that decision-making authority.
Luke, thank you so much for joining us. All the best to you.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me, Kate, and I hope to see you on the trail soon.
All right. Luke Kloberdans, Executive Director and CEO of the Ice Age Trail Alliance. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.